In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, today on First Friday we again remember how great is clemency, how great is the forgiveness of Almighty God. He allowed His Son's blood to be shed on the cross so that we might be liberated from our anxieties, from our sorrows, and from our worries. And in our modern world, there is so often these are running rampant in both in societies and in families. And today we have the saint feast who was an exemplary ruler of the nation, who always taught the best of his subjects, by especially that he propagated the true faith, the true message of God's forgiveness to everybody. And he is Saint Stephen, the King of Hungary. He was not born in a Christian family, but he became a Christian when he was 10 years old, and it was then at his baptism when he was given the name of Stephen. And at the same time, his father, who was the Duke of Hungary, and many nobles also became Catholics. But when Stephen was old enough to become king himself, the country which he was ruling over was still pagan, worshipped idols, and the people were very violent and very fierce in blood. So Saint Stephen decided and set himself to establish the Catholic Church firmly in the Hungarian society, and he was very successful in converting his own nation to their true faith. And the secret for this conversion was that he wanted to put all his subjects under the guidance and protection of Mary, the Mother of God. For his whole lifetime, he protected the kingdom under Mary's mantle and built a magnificent church in her honor. And in his ruling, he tried to be as godlike as possible. He was a true father who could also rule harshly and punish people when there was reason for that. He punished criminals and made sure that the laws of the nation were obeyed. But in the same time, he was like God in his clemency and gentleness. He was very kind and forgiving and clement to the poor. He was always very humble and always tried to avoid wars as much as it was in his power to do so. He loved to give gifts to his subjects, especially alms to the poor, and oftentimes he went outside of his palace and disguised as a general, as a regular nobleman, and gave gifts of money to the beggars without ever them realizing that this was their king who had come to give them alms. But once it happened that when Saint Stephen was on his almsgiving tour, giving gifts in disguise, a crowd of rough and tough beggars decided to rob him. They knocked him down, started to beat him, pulled his hair, and stole his purse. So there was the great King of Hungary, all beaten down on the ground, suffering, aching, and deprived and robbed from all his property. But Saint Stephen took this insult happily and humbly. When he turned his thoughts to the Blessed Mother, he made this prayer: "See, Queen of Heaven, how your soldiers have treated him whom you made king. If they were enemies of the faith, I would know what to do with them. But since they are your son's subjects, I will take this joyfully and thank you for it." In fact, Saint Stephen made a resolution then to give more than ever before alms and money to the beggars. Dear faithful, oftentimes life treats us roughly as well. There is so much for us to suffer, so much for our family and society to suffer. But truly, the Sacred Heart of Jesus has given us all the necessary answer and consolation there can be. How cruelly was our Lord himself treated, how badly he was beaten, how cruelly abandoned, and how shamefully he was put in the cross like and crucified like the lowest and lowest of the criminal. But still, even today, his Sacred Heart is abundant with love for the sinners and for his faithful. Well, let us make the resolution that we, unlike the many people in the world, we are not ungrateful of this great gift. Let us also imitate the example of Saint Stephen, example of the saints, and example of our Savior and Mary, that we too always forgive injuries. Because when we remember our own sins and how God has forgiven us over and over again, it is very clear to us that it is really nothing to forgive the petty insults or small injuries suffered from the hands of men, because we ourselves have so often injured God himself, and we've been forgiven from those. So compared to this great act of the love from the Sacred Heart of Jesus, any minor injuries suffered in the hands of men become truly easy and light burden for us. Saint Stephen, pray for us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.